Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind that vanity plate. You know, the one you saw driving down the road? What did it say? What did it mean? Why did they choose it? This week, we meet Chris Peralta of Arizona. He has loved hair metal since he was a teen and honors it with his license plate. Chris is a multifaceted person, as you'll learn in this episode. Some of his other passions include lover of all doggies, avid concert goer, and avid golfer. He is a coffee and bourbon connoisseur, but not together. Chris co-hosts the Knocked Conscious and Beer Googles podcasts with his longtime friend, Mark Pulse. Let's go meet Chris and hear his plate story. Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm really excited to have Chris Peralta from Arizona. His license plate is H-A-I-R-M-T-L. So you can see if you can figure out what that means. Chris, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. So what does your license plate say and what's the story behind it?
The license plate says hair metal.
Hair metal!
Yes, ma'am. I love all the hair metal from the 80s, the Poisons, the Rats, the Warrants, the Bon Jovis, but I also love Irony. So I'm bald, which when people go, oh, hair metal and you don't have any hair, like, yeah, good job, smart guy. So I have a very strange sense of humor and I love all the hair metal, but I also love the heavy stuff like Slayer and Iron Maiden as well. But metal is part of my oxygen and I've been a fan for 35 years. I'm the old guy. I'm pushing 50 and I'm the old guy at the back of the concerts, but I still, I go to concerts as frequently as possible. I've seen Iron Maiden 26 times.
Wow.
I have a problem. I have an addiction to concerts. I don't drink at shows. Cause when I pay $50 for a ticket, I want to remember
the
show.
You want every note.
Yes. I don't go in the pit cause I'm 5'6" and I don't like to run into people's elbows. That's not good. That happened once and it's not fun. So I'm a psycho heavy metal person. I love all music, classical, jazz, love Vivaldi and Tchaikovsky and Mozart, but metal is my thing. And it has been since I was 14 when a friend of mine introduced me to Iron Maiden in 1986. And it just spoke to you. It did. It spoke to my soul. And when I go, it's like my soul is taking a shower. It's just like, you can, not only obviously it's loud and I wear earplugs because it's ridiculous, but it's like I'm taking a shower and I feel amazing. So it's part of who I am.
That's amazing.
I have a little Iron Maiden sticker above my license plate and that's it. Very simple, back of the car, but I've been hair metal for 15 years and everyone knows me as that. And one time someone says, you're a hair model? Model. Okay, first of all, I'm bald. So how can I be a hair model? Second of all, you need to check your spelling because
there's no T's in model.
Holy crap. That's not at all. It's not a D. Oh my goodness. With the spelling. Oh my goodness.
I'll say though, I am not the best at figuring out license plates. I sit there and stare at them. I don't get it. I think my second or third license plate was N-A-T-U-R-L-V-R. And I actually chased her down in a parking lot because I thought it was really cool. It was a new podcast. I didn't have any guests lined up. And I thought it was natural VR. I'm like, what about VR is natural? What do you love about VR that it's natural? I'm thinking virtual reality. She's like, no, it's nature lover. Nature right. lover. I'm like, oh, now I get it. Now I can't unsee nature lover, you know?
Yes.
But until she told me, I was like completely off the mark.
Of vanity plates as well. I have a thing for that. And I always look at license plates because I like to see all the different states and what states have different, like, because Arizona has probably 40 different license plates that you can get. You can get a Christian one or a Phoenix Suns one or a Grand Canyon one or a you support this or you support that or you support schools or you support whatever you support. I think that's cool. You pay $25 and you can get a whatever you like. That's, and I think that's awesome. So I'd like to see, oh, hey, here's one from Montana and they have a blah, blah, blah. So I'm interested. I don't know why I like that, but I've always been into that, like road trips with your parents and you're bored out of your mind.
Yeah.
So you get to look at stuff on the road, and I like to see license plate frames. Are the license plate frames somehow verbally tied to the license plate itself? Because that's how my mind works. Are they using, I saw a license plate years ago. It said, I think it said two tickets. And the license plate frame said, I've got two tickets to paradise. Yes. So if you're an Eddie Money fan, you get that.
Yeah.
But I was probably 22 or something like that. But I was like, that's so smart. Like, wow, you tied it all in together. So I'm not the biggest Eddie Money fan, but I was like, that's so ingenious that you did all that.
So you are in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am.
And your license plate, do people in Arizona stop you? Do they honk at you? Do they ask you about it?
The metalheads, yes.
Okay, so they get it.
Oh, yeah. The guys that the guys, because metal is a male-dominated genre. You know, I mean, obviously, there are ladies that go to the shows that I go to, but it's 10%. Okay. Mm-hmm. 9.6%. You know, yeah, I was rounding up. So obviously the music that I listen to it's not female friendly. It's not Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn anymore. So they're still trying to tour. They're still trying to play those shows, but the bands that are playing now are much heavier. And so it's the guys that come up to me and I can hear their stereo and they're playing something and they go, yeah, man, it's a good plate. And then they'll take off, you know? So yeah, I get that about once a week. Yeah. They'll see.
Oh, that's a lot. Actually.
They see my little Iron Maiden sticker and then they'll give me the horns and then they'll take off. That happens. And I was driving up to Flagstaff to play golf last summer and a motorcycle comes up next to my car. And he looks at me, and he starts banging his head inside of his helmet. You know, he's got all of his gear on, and I'm a motorcycle rider as well. Uh-huh. So I know the helmet, the gloves, the gear, the boots, the jacket. And he starts banging his head, takes his hand off the throttle, off the gas, and he goes like this. And I was like, I rolled my window down. I give him the horns, puts his hand back on the gas, and just boom, right up the hill. And I was like, all right.
Awesome. Had this kismet moment.
We know because metal is such a small community. It's such the music is such on the fringe of people don't know. I'll say, cause I'm so weird. Everywhere I go, you hear music, you go to Chili's or Fridays or whatever, or every restaurant you go to, there's always music playing and it's usually garbage. In my opinion, it's Taylor Swift or an overproduced pop star that's mass marketed by the music industry, Hollywood, etc. That's 80% of America likes that. And it's okay. I don't hate it, but it's not pure. There's truth in it. That's not the right word, but I don't know how to say it. So I'm a jerk and I'll sit down with my friends at wherever we're at and they'll go, hey guys, you want to hear the specials? Like, yeah. Oh, well, we have a turkey burger tonight and we have a blah, 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 and we have a fish grilled with asparagus. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. What can I get you? Can you guys play some Slayer? And I always ask that. And my friends are like, most people don't even know who Slayer is. And about 10% go, they think Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's actually why I didn't get the plate Slayer. Uh-huh. Because I was worried people would think that I'm a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan. Mm-hmm. I did not get that plate. And in 05, it was available. It's gone now. Because I always check because I'm weird. Because I go to that servicearizona.com and I check, oh, hey, is this available? So yes, to answer your question, people do recognize the phrase. And I mean, you know, right.
So you are more than a man with no hair who loves hair metal.
Correct.
Right? You are more than that. You have something that is very dear and near to my heart. You're an animal guy. You have dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's spend the next 14 hours talking about your dogs.
That's the second best subject in the world. Yeah, I have two boxers that they're the loves of my life, you know? Roxy's 11. I've had her since she was 6 weeks. She's phenomenal. Been everywhere with me, hiking it, 8,000 feet and Flagstaff, and I got Anders a year ago. He was a rescue. Boxerlove.luv.org.
And he's also a full-bred boxer?
Yes. He's the smallest boxer I've ever seen. He's a brindle, and his
I love the brindle.
His nub is, he's no nub. Like, he literally has no tail. It's I don't know if they, I've only had him a year, and he's eight, so I don't know what his 7 years before me was like.
Yeah.
But he just, I met Boxer Love, the rep at a PetSmart to pick him up, and I got down on one knee, and he jumped on my knee, and he licked my face, and I was like, well, I guess he's the one.
You win.
All right, little dude, let's go. Come on, get in the
car. That was a secret handshake, and he knew
he's
it.
He's like, okay, Dad, I pick you. You pick me. Let's roll out of here.
That's amazing.
And it was funny because you could see his ribs.
Mm. You could,
I'm not the skinniest dude, obviously. And the lady says, okay, well, don't get him fat.
And oh, come on now, lady.
In my head, I'm half Mexican. So in my head, I said, really? We're going to get chimichangas right now. I'm getting a chimichanga. He gets a chimichanga. Roxy gets a chimichanga. Everybody gets a chimichanga. Are you serious? he gained like 12 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
It was quick, like, because cheese, tortilla, every single day. So then I was like,
there are people judging you right now. I just
that's
want
okay.
you to know that.
But and then in about 3 months, I was like, okay, maybe that lady was right. And I backed it off. And now he looks great because he turned into a little tank. I was like, whoa, okay. Okay, that was all right. More walks, a little bit longer, and then back off the cheese and the tortillas. So now he looks phenomenal. But that dude, and I named him Anders because it's a strong Swedish name, and I have no Swedish blood in my family at all, but I love Swedish death metal.
Okay.
Anders is like Steve in Sweden. So it's a common Swedish name. And it's the singer of my favorite Swedish metal band.
Nice.
In Flames. So that's why his name is Anders. And he's just the coolest little dude, the coolest little addition to the family.
I love it. And I love that name for a dog.
Anders. It's strong. And he's so little attitude. My last dog that I also rescued, another dog, which my ex-wife still has. He's amazing. We also rescued him from boxerlove.org. Amazing organization. And all they do is take in boxers. And they have a great website. And I cannot endorse them enough. They're just a great organization, and they spayed and neuter all the boxers. They have foster homes. They have an amazing infrastructure and great.
That's awesome.
And they bring in boxers from Vegas and from New Mexico and from all over the state of Arizona. And I already know that I'm always going to have boxers from them. That's just what's going to be my life. Is just, if I won the lottery, they would get, just bring them to my yard. Just bring all the boxers. Just bring them all. Just here's money. Boom.
All the boxers.
They're just amazing. Yeah. Just, I call them Team Smushy Face.
Aww. Cause they're the best. Cute. Why boxers? Is there a reason that boxers are your breed of choice?
Well, I didn't know I was a boxer guy. I had a mutt. My old dog, Nina, she was 16 and she passed away 5 years ago. A friend of mine said, hey man, my boxer, Jasmine, I'm going to breed her. Do you want a puppy? You want to give me a purebred boxer? He goes, $100 for the shots. Just give me $100. So I was like, and I was thinking, okay, my dog, I think she was about 11 at the time, maybe 12. And I'm like, okay, if I could get a puppy, it'll keep Nina young at heart. It'll keep her younger. It'll keep her alive longer, was my thought process. So I gave my friend $100 and I got this little 6 week old fur ball with these sharp boxer teeth and these little jowls and this little nub. And 11 years later, I still have her. And now I didn't know I was a boxer guy. Mm. And now those jowls of fury and the overbite and the attitude, and they just want to love you. They just want to love you and sit next to you.
Yeah.
And then I bought, of course, because I'm a metalhead, I had on Slayer.net, their website, I had to get Roxy a Slayer t-shirt, and she hates it, but she looks awesome, and I don't care. Hey, it's Slayer Thursday. Get your t-shirt on. No, Dad. I don't want to wear the shirt. Hey, it's only for 5 minutes. It's only for your stupid Instagram, Roxy _and_Anders. It's only for 5 minutes. No. You're going to get a treat. Okay. I'll wear it. That's fine.
I have a dog. I'm a huge dog person. And I've always had dogs my whole life, but my dog now is a rescue. Her name is Bella. She is a cattle dog mix. So she's a working dog breed. Mm-hmm. But I decided that because of the age of the internet, I'm like, she's going to work for her keep. She's going to have an Instagram account, a website, and all kinds of stuff. And so I decided that I was going to do fashion shows with her because I've never been one to dress animals, you know. But I decided that she was going to, because she had this nice, you know, thin frame, and she's just adorable with half her face is brown. The other half is kind of spotted. She's just kind of this very cool looking dog. And so I got her a corduroy coat, right? Winter coat. And it was winter and she's short hair. And so I'm thinking short hair dog probably needs to wear a coat because what do I know? They don't, by the way. And so I put this thing on her and she is so angry. She is so mad at me for putting it on her that she just turns her back to me and sits down. She won't look at me. She won't engage with me. She won't communicate with me. She won't respond to me. She's so angry. So I take it off of her, realizing that maybe she's just not a dog who wears clothes. I mean, you know, she should have that choice.
Of course, of course.
And so then she runs up to the couch. The couch has very like movable pillows. They're not stuck to the couch. Mm-hmm. So she kind of sits on the top of the cover of the pillows with her back to me. And she sits facing the wall for 20 minutes in protest of having to had to wear this coat. She was so angry.
Well, so rightfully so.
Yeah. She did not approve or agree. Now, we live in New York, and the winters can get pretty frigid and cold. And so I do make her wear something when we go out if it's below freezing. So we manage it. We manage it together. But she's very expressive. She's the most communicative dog I've ever had. I feel like I can actually have conversations with her. And that's never, ever happened to me before with a pet. So it's pretty cool.
The life of a dog.
All right. So I guess we can stop talking about dogs now, unless there's anything else you want to talk about with dogs.
I could probably tell you some stuff, but I would get in trouble. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll leave it there. Yeah. So you also love golf.
I do.
I understand.
I'm an avid golfer. Every Sunday I golf.
You're just becoming more and more interesting to me. You're a heavy metal guy who has hair metal as his license plate, has no hair, loves dogs, but you'll see him out on the golf course on Sundays. You're like every an enigma Sunday. Wrapped in a mystery.
It's very strange. Harry. And I'm not a great golfer. I'm a 15 handicap, but I have great shots and terrible shots, and I have great rounds and I have horrible rounds. And, I just love being outside, and I love being with my friends, and I love being on the grass and the trees, and I love playing different courses, and I love the challenge of it's just you and the golf ball. It doesn't matter what my friend Adrian just did or my friend Steve just did. They had a great shot or bad shot. It doesn't matter. It's me, and hey, I'm 147 yards from the pin. It's me and the ball. It's not. It's completely in my brain. Like, can I do? Yes, I know I can hit the shot. But it's about having fun. We always smoke cigars. Some guys have a couple beers. I don't, you know, because I always drive home and I don't want a DUI. So that's my own thing. That's me. And we have a Bluetooth speaker. And sometimes we play metal. And sometimes we play country. Sometimes we play hair metal. Sometimes we play the 80s alternative channel out of England, like Depeche Mode. And
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here, and so I love that stuff. And then we have this very strange music that's a golf tradition with us. It's called metalachi. It's since I'm Mexican.
Mariachi and metal mixed?
Yeah. Mariachi band from Los Angeles. And they're very good musicians. A trumpet player, violin, a big bass, old school Mexican bass.
Yeah.
And a guitar player and a singer. And they only play the covers of 80s. Metal songs, Whitesnake, Bon Jovi.
Oh my goodness.
So instead of Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, they play Local Train. They play some heavier stuff like Pantera, but it's not heavy because they don't have a drummer. Yeah. And they have three albums, so we just put it on shuffle. They play Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. It's the stupidest, stupidest. And of course, the teacher's name is Miss Mendoza, and they go to detention, and they can't wait to go to detention because they love Miss Mendoza, because the lowriders are there, and talking all like cholos from L.A. and you're like, you're on the fourth fairway, and you're trying to hit a shot, and your buddy's smoking this huge cigar going, hey, Miss Mendoza.
Oh my gosh.
But we're just being stupid. So it's all of us just trying to have a good time. So yeah, we're trying to play golf, but there's this stupid Metalachi playing on this dumb little speaker, and one guy is smoking a cigar, and so it's more about, yeah, we like to play golf, and yeah, we want to play well, but we're just trying to enjoy the day. We're trying to enjoy our lives. And if we don't play well, hey man, did you have a good time today? Hey, we weren't working. We're just happy to be here, you know?
Yeah.
We're just grateful to be here, and we're with our friends. We're just happy to be here. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I love
that. Just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy the moment, you know? Be here, be present.
Be That's here, be now.
About, you know? And I'm trying to, how do I get the dogs on the golf course? Really, and I don't know how to get the dogs to stay in the golf cart without freaking them out. I think it would be too jerky.
The only way I've ever seen dogs on a golf course is when they're trained to remove the geese from the golf course.
Oh, you have to work on that. I have a fear that Roxy would probably try to pee in every sand trap.
Ah,
that would be really not okay.
She'd get fired, man.
We would be asked to leave
very fast.
It would be super bad. sir, we have a code 7 on hold 4. You're going to have to get your dogs, sir, and get out of here.
Yeah, right.
That would be very unfortunate.
Oh my gosh, so. That would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
But she could say she did it.
Yeah, right.
She could, you know, add it to her bucket list to check it off.
So. Yeah, ding dong. I've taken her to the driving range while she wore her Slayer shirt, and then she didn't want to be there. She wouldn't sit still. She was whining.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like sailing.
What?
I know. You can try and take a dog to water.
You can't take
it. But you can't make them sail.
That's a tough gig.
We're coming up with some good doozies.
I know.
I'm very impressed with us. Yes, we're doing a very good job on this.
I would agree. Episode.
Now you become even more interesting as we go, right? You have even more facets. It turns out, are a California guy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And therefore you are a surfer and a skateboarder. We cannot leave the conversation without talking about that. Especially knowing all the things that we already know about you.
Yes, ma'am.
Please elaborate.
I grew up in Southern California, in Orange County, south of LA. My parents moved to Orange County when I was a toddler, and I grew up about 20 minutes east of the beach. And I every summer I was down in San Clemente, Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach. I was there every summer, every single day, boogie board, surfboard, skateboard. I was a California kid. So I have a skateboard in my room. I don't skateboard anymore now because I don't want to break a hip. So that's a joke. I'm not that old, but yeah, I did surf. I had a surfboard, love the beach. It's the smell of the salt air. There was a few bands that Suicidal Tendencies was a big Southern California metal band that was it's like the sound of my childhood because they were a beach metal band. So the entire 80s beach vibe that's my childhood, wearing Vans tennis shoes, which I still have probably 9 pairs of. That's that was my whole adolescence, was beat from the age of 6 or 7 until I was 17. It was just, I was at the beach from the day after school got out to the day till from Memorial Day to Labor Day, boom, you're at the beach. I mean, that's just the way it was. That's just in the sand in your teeth and getting pummeled by the waves. That's just the way it was. The smell of sunblock, eating hot dogs for lunch. It was beautiful. Listening to ball games, listening to Van Halen's 1984 album when Jump came out on my buddy Eric's stupid boombox.
Yes.
That horrible, crappy boombox with the crusty Duracell batteries with the stupid copper coming out of it, the rust coming out of it. Sounded terrible, but it sounded beautiful because you were just
it was real, raw.
Life was innocent, and you had your whole life ahead of you, and you had beautiful hair. Mm-hmm. Your whole life was ahead of you, you know?
Yes.
So, those were my goodness. Beautiful days. The beach was beautiful, and you got to do whatever you wanted.
That's amazing. Why would you ever move out of that area? It sounds amazing. Because
I'm an idiot. I know, and the cost of living is ridiculous.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
And everyone's packed in, you know? Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now you have space to breathe.
Yeah, Arizona is very, very spread out. So the Phoenix metropolitan area is very flat, but very spread out. So it takes a long time to get from one end of town to the other. So it's the exact, it's kind of the opposite of Southern California, where everyone's packed on top of each other.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But it's, you know, but it's hell for, it's Hades for 4 months. But mm-hmm. you
But it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
That's garbage. Oh, 6 days ago, it was 116.
Oh, come on.
So that's not, it's not acceptable. It's not okay.
I'm not visiting you.
Ever. Like, ever. Yeah, for 4 months, don't come here. Like, don't. But that's the good thing about COVID when you get to work from home. I think it was yesterday, I took the trash into the garage and I thought, when's the last time I drove my car?
Mm, yeah.
I think it was like 5 days ago. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Which is like, I take the dogs out every morning for a walk. I check the mail, but I hadn't been in the car.
Right.
So I was like, huh. But it's a nice place to live, but it's called the Valley of the Sun for a reason.
Okay.
It's freaking hot. But the other 8 months out of the year, it's very nice. It's, you know, there's so many people that are retired here.
Yeah.
There's no snow. And, mm-hmm. you know, and from October to April, it's amazing. That's it. So you know what you're getting into when you live here. So, yeah.
And you have college, there with open eyes.
Yeah. You know, come June, your AC bill is going to suck. This is the deal.
Yeah.
It's just what happens.
But you love it there?
No. I'm trying to move to
Flagstaff. That's the answer I was expecting.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to move to Flagstaff.
Always be honest with me. Oh, yeah. So that's still Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. It's 2.5 hours north of Phoenix. It's okay. Northern Arizona.
So is it not 116?
No, it's at 7,200 feet. So it snows. It never gets above about 85 degrees. Okay. So it's mountains, pine trees. There's a ski resort. Yeah. So it does get very, it's not New York or Michigan cold and snow, but it does get cold. It does get, you know, down to zero, well below freezing. But that's where I'm trying to move. Mm-hmm. If I can finagle a full-time work from home situation, blah, 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 blah. That's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. So what else do you want me to know about you? We've covered so many different topics.
I'm an avid coffee drinker.
Okay.
Well, you know,
cold brew.
I do like
pour cold brew. Over Starbucks cold. Latte. What's your jam?
Cold brew in the summer because it's Hades here. Uh-huh. But I do love, I started doing French press about a year ago. I prefer hot coffee, but I do French press, and I got turned on to Death Wish Coffee Company.
Oh, I've heard of them. Are they just really high caffeine? Is that why they call it that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. All the caffeine. And they have my favorite. It's called Valhalla Java, obviously, because it talks about the Vikings. So that's probably my, and a friend of mine introduced me to Bulletproof Coffee.
Yeah.
Which is, oh God, that's fantastic.
I hate
and I'm
all
also,
of that.
You do?
I'm not into really strong coffee. I like a latte. You know,
I do as well.
I'm not huge into the heavy, heavy strongness. And I'm pretty sensitive to caffeine. So one cup of regular caffeinated coffee is all I can stand, or I'm wound shaking too tight the rest of the day. I have to be really careful with it, actually. So those, you know, energy drinks and bulletproof coffees and stuff, I have friends who love them, but I never partake.
I only have 2 cups a day because I used to drink a pot a day or 3-4 cups a day. And I'm like, okay, that's a little, I need to back off. So I'm only 2 cups a day. The weekends, it's only 1 cup a day. Cause I'm always doing something else. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
So it's only 1 cup a day, but I'm also an avid bourbon fan.
Oh.
But I try not to drink too much, but just like, oh, I'd like to try this.
Where is bourbon made?
Kentucky.
I want to make sure to talk about your podcasts because you have a couple podcasts. We had your co-host on.
Yes.
With his vanity plate. And actually, I got connected somehow with him first. And then he told me about you and your plate. I'm like, oh, indeed, we have to do that. So tell us about your podcasts.
I am on two podcasts with my good friend Mark Poles. First is Beer Googles, which is a sub-podcast of Knocked Conscious, knockedconscious.com. And Knocked Conscious is more of a serious podcast where we talk about spiritual talk. And we also did some topics about conspiracy theories, and Beer Googles is more topics where we basically drink vodka, and myself, I drink Patron tequila because that's what my abuelita would want, my grandmother. She would get pissed if I didn't. Sure. And we'd look up random things on the internet and talk about them, like which stupid Marvel character are you? And, you know, I got the Hulk.
Oh.
It's completely not accurate. I'm like, I'm not the Hulk. Do I look green? No, that's not. So Beer Googles is underneath Knocked Conscious. So those are our two podcasts.
Awesome. And we can find those on all the standard podcast listening.
Yes, ma'am.
Places.
iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And then once those post every Tuesday and Friday mornings, those do go up on YouTube as well.
Very good. I wish you a lot of luck with your podcast.
You.
I know
Thank
it's
you.
New. And, you know, when people talk to me about a podcast, I always say, make sure it's something that you love, because it will become a grind week after week. And at least if you love the topic, then it's a labor of love. So
absolutely.
I wish you a lot of luck with it and a
Thank
lot
you.
Of success
Thank
with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that. And you as well. I love the few that I listen to. And I'm a vanity plate guy. So it's like, man, these super sneaker mutt.
I know, right? I know. I loved her. She was great.
Really?
Dogs, did you listen to Tripod yet?
I did not. I saw the picture of it and I can't believe I saw the dog and I went, how did I miss this one?
Mm-hmm.
And last night I went, oh my God, it was late. I'm like, I got to get to that one.
Yeah. So if you like dogs, definitely go to Tripod.
Yeah.
It's an organization about dogs and cats and other animals with three legs and, you know, how to have them have an amazing life after they have an amputated limb.
Yeah.
It's great. Very moving. And the video version has lots of pictures of the dogs that we're talking about. And yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, that's great.
I do love my podcast.
Yeah, you're a rock star. Yeah, I mean, what a great idea.
Thanks.
I mean, wow. Just wow.
I've had a lot of ideas in my life. And usually people are like, that's nice. Good luck with that. Oh, you're still doing that. And this one is the first idea I've had where people are like, oh my God. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. What a great idea. Finally, you know, 49 years into life, and I finally hit an idea whose time has come.
Good for you. That's so
cool.
I love stories like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having fun with it. So I want to thank you so much for being on. I'm really excited. I'm apparently going to be on your podcasts as well. So people can get even more of our repertoire and our, you know, chattiness. You and I had a lot of chattiness. It was fun.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. I love, who doesn't love chattiness?
I mean, it's one of my favorite things.
Right. And dogs.
Yes. And dogs.
Right. I have to tell you something.
Tell me.
Mark's not a dog person. Can you believe that crap?
I don't like him anymore. I knew there was
so
something
fired.
Off about him.
He's
he is so
fired.
He is
hey,
so fired.
I didn't tell you. Don't know that. That's
okay.
Secret.
Oh, it is. Okay. I don't think. I have a friend I work really closely with and she doesn't like dogs, but we were already pretty closely working together and huge fans of each other before it came up, which is a good thing.
It's not.
It's a good thing
it's
we
not,
were
it's
already
not approved.
Entwined.
It's not, how do you not love no, a like smooshy that. Face? I don't get it.
I don't like it. No, I don't like it. Thank you so much for being on, Chris.
Thank
that
you.
Is a wrap.
You're welcome.
Oh, wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ask me a question?
No.
You have to ask me a question. So
I have
liked
a million questions for you.
Okay, great. Well, so you get one, and then you can ask me the rest on your podcast. So what I like to do at the end of every podcast is turn the tables and have you ask me a question. It can be anything as long as it's not about the podcast or license plates. What do you got?
Oh, no. It can't be about license plates?
All right.
Okay, fine.
You can
fine,
ask
fine,
the one about
fine.
License plates, but I
no,
might.
No, I'll save it for it. That's fine. I don't like, first of all, I don't like your rules, okay?
Okay. I have way more rules than you. It's true. I have a lot of rules on my
second podcast. Of all, that was sarcastic. Third of all, I will go with my question is the significance of the picture behind you. What is the significance?
So what's the significance of dragonflies?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, because you're right, there's a dragonfly here. So the significance of dragonflies, they are like a guidepost for me. It all started a couple years ago. I was having like this existential crisis and trying to figure out who I am and what am I doing here. And I remember I was sort of having this argument with myself and I was really feeling badly about myself. I was sitting in a parking lot of the TJ Maxx, it's like kind of an outdoor mall sort of thing. And I'm just having this really bad moment. And all of a sudden, this dragonfly, I'm sitting in my car, and this dragonfly comes and flies and sits just like eye to eye, eye level, and hovers right in front of me. And it's facing my face, face to face, dragonfly to me.
Like on the windshield?
Like outside the car, but okay, hovering, okay. Flying, okay. But hovering, like just right here at my face.
Okay.
And it's like I just had this really strong feeling that it was there for a reason. And so I started arguing with myself, and then I started kind of arguing with the dragonfly. Like, you know, no, I can't figure it out. You know, it was sort of like a spiritual, existential sort of thing. And I swear that dragonfly stayed there until I finally admitted whatever it was that I was arguing with myself about, that I was a good person, or I don't remember what the specifics were, but when I finally surrendered to the goodness in me, the dragonfly left. And I swear it was over a minute that it stayed there. And that was the first time. And then that sort of began this dragonfly relationship where they show up when I need guidance, when I need to be reminded, when I need a little support. You know, so for some people, it's cardinals. Like I have a friend, if a red cardinal shows up, then she knows her grandmother's with her. You know, so there's different things we can look for to kind of make us feel a little more secure and like we're on the right path and like we have guidance from outside of ourselves. And dragonflies have just become that for me. And what's so freaking cool is I now live in a place, we've lived here for a couple of years, and I live in a place where there's a ton of dragonflies here. So I'm now surrounded on all sides. And when it gets to be dusk outside, my husband and I sit on the deck and we have a hummingbird feeder and they're very comfortable flying around us. So we've got hummingbirds flying around us and we have dragonflies above us. And it's just the most magical time.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I just sort of see them as this guidepost. And then I started having them at first, because I'm like a rule follower, as you might have noticed. And so at first it was like, well, I can't put dragonflies in my life because then that's not a symbol. That's just me trying to collect dragonflies. I can't do that. So and then I'm like, all right, calm down. There are no rules. You know, just calm down. If you want to have dragonflies around you, if it gives you comfort, if it gives you peace, then freaking do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a friend of mine gave me that dragonfly on the wall for a gift. And so I now just sort of let them in, whether it's that I choose to have them or they, you know, show up on their own. I don't make a big, you know, thing about it. I just let it be.
Yeah. That's great.
So there's your answer.
I love that.
Good question.
That's cool. I dig it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Just, that was a great question. Thank you. And a perfect way to not end our conversation. Apparently that is continuing, but to end this episode of our conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate
All right.
It.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to Trista's Plate Story Podcast to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our partners and sponsors, come and see us at platestory.com. That's P-L-A-T-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. number8story.com and give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, please drop a review and give us a share. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.